Welcome to the J.P. Shadrick Podcast. I'm J.P. Shadrick, and today is Tuesday, June 7th. This is our weekly look at news and people around the Jacksonville Jaguars organization. Organized team activities continue this week. Four practices on the docket. Yesterday's is done. Today, and then Thursday and Friday. And then the mandatory minicamp comes up next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And remember, that mandatory minicamp will be open to the public Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Gates open at 9 o'clock each morning. But to attend, you must register in advance at jaguars.com/camp. Practice runs each day from 9:35 a.m. to 11:45. And when you come out, you'll get a chance to see Jaguars offensive coordinator Greg Olsen's offense in action. And we'll hear from Greg coming up. He's the guest today on the J.P. Shadrick Podcast. We'll get the latest on the offensive chemistry, but also an answer to the more pressing question, what's in his hair? Maybe we'll find out. But first, some headlines from around the Jaguars organization. Free safety Tashawn Gibson spoke with the media after practice yesterday. And he's been flashing that range and those ball skills all throughout organized team activities. And remember, Gibson signed a big free agent deal to patrol the back end of the defense, and he wants to make sure the team got their money's worth.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the first impression is key, and that was one of the things that when I got here, like I said, man, I came from the bottom. You know, glory be to God for allowing me to come to this, you know, amazing city and, you know, a great organization, man. And for me to come in here and let the coaches know that, hey, that was the right move. We paid this guy. You know, my job is to say, hey, man, we underpaid this guy. You know, and that's what I want to do, to go out there and say, hey, you know, because, you know, I definitely want to go out there and exceed expectations, like I said again. So having those great first impressions, man, I mean, definitely it's key. But at the same time, it don't stop here. Like I said, man, the real football start when the shoulder pads get the clicking and clacking. If we sitting here talking like this in December when I'm on my way to Orlando, then that's a good thing.
It's really good to hear the Pro Bowl aspirations again from Tashawn Gibson. Saturday night at the Salem Center in Jacksonville, Erica Wilson, the mother of Jaguars wide receiver Allen Hurns, held the Stepping Into 88 Blessings event and honored 88 single mothers who are battling the challenges that come with that role. And it's a role Wilson knows well. She raised two sons as a single mother down in Miami. It's a great idea by Hurns and his mother to help out and honor single mothers battling adversity and doing things the right way. Check out the video coming up this week on Jaguars.com. It includes thoughts from Jaguars wide receivers coach Jerry Sullivan, who knows both Hurns and his mother Wilson very well. Promotions around the football side with the Jaguars this week were announced. Hamza Ahmad has been promoted to Director of Football Operations. Kirsten Groves in the Salary Cap Department promoted to Manager of Football Administration. Mike Stober in Team Film promoted to Director of Football Systems. Zach Beastline has been promoted to Football Database Analyst. Antonio Robinson is now a college scout. He got promoted from Scouting Associate. Leslie Ladd promoted to Coordinator of Scouting Administration. The Jags have now hired Mindy Black full-time as the Director of Performance Nutrition. And former Jaguars fullback Greg Jones has been hired full-time by the Jaguars as a Scouting Associate. He previously was a coaching intern with the team, but he'll work now supporting the team's college area scouts. He'll work from Everbank Field on a daily basis, so congratulations to all the promotions on the football side. And earlier this week, Doug Marrone mic'd up.
And just when it hit me, somebody turned around and started playing that fucking music. Hey, man, here I am, a man on your scene. I can give you what you want. You got to come home with me.
That's the Jaguars offensive line coach and assistant head coach of offense mic'd up last week during OTAs. The video posted Monday on Jaguars.com. And as you can hear from that small clip, it is a must-watch. Check it out. Our guest today on the J.P. Shadrick Podcast is offensive coordinator Greg Olsen. What's up, man?
J.P., good to be here.
I'm glad to have you. First off, did you know Marrone could sing?
I had no idea, so I'm looking forward to witnessing that.
I don't know if he can or not. I mean, it's up for judgment still.
The jury's still out.
Jury's still out on that. So you can check it out for yourself on Jaguars.com. All right, the often asked question. Greg Olsen is known for his hair, right? As a guy who doesn't have hair, what do you put in your hair?
You didn't tell me we were going to go this direction with this podcast.
Is it bad?
Questioning.
Why? It's a great. People are inquiring minds want to know. right?
What's in my hair?
Yeah. How do you slick it back so much?
It's a little gel, a little extra gel.
A little extra. That's
just
it.
A little extra.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a good look if you can do it, because I can't go there personally.
Yeah, I've actually our long snapper has asked me multiple times. So Tinker, if you take a look at Tinker now, he's sporting quite the gelled up do. Oh.
See, yeah. It's infiltrating the locker room now, sure. Too. There you go. I know you have a place in Tampa, Tropical Storm, going on right now, right? What's the deal down there with you?
A little scary. I was able to visit there this past weekend, so I got everything kind of taken off the balcony and put inside. But and I just got a text today at noon for here in Jacksonville. I live on the 20th floor downtown, and I was told to get all my furniture inside, so unable to do that. So hopefully my couch hasn't knocked anybody out right now.
That would be
lying off the balcony.
Bad news for sure. Life in Florida, I guess.
Yeah.
I think it's the first time there's been a landfall in a few years here in the state of Florida. So
yeah, that's what I understand. Been pretty calm here the last 7 years or so. So.
And we got a practice in this week. We got a Monday practice in before the storm got here. So let's talk ball now.
Yeah.
How is the offensive chemistry? That's a broad question, but what do you think so far?
We're excited as a staff. You know, I think on our side of the ball, we've legitimately got an opportunity to have 10 returning starters and possibly 11 returning starters. So that's been encouraging as far as team chemistry or offensive chemistry between the players. I think the communication has been much better there. They've been truly systematic in their approach to how they've gone into this OTAs. I think they all understand the system and are able to communicate to one another. So that part of it's been real encouraging.
Starts with the quarterback, though, right?
Yeah.
It has to start and end there. If you don't have your leader kind of bringing everybody along, then you don't really get anywhere for that.
No, for certain. And he's certainly doing his part in helping it come along. He'd be the first guy to tell you that he is not there yet, but he's certainly working at it, and miles ahead of where he was at last year, which you would expect a second year in the system and for a third-year quarterback. But seems to get better every day, and we're encouraged by that.
You seem very, very calm and poised about that. I thought you'd be a little more excited about Blake. I mean, that's your guy, right?
No, there's no question we're excited. No, there's no question that we're excited about the growth and the potential. And but we just try to make sure the guys stay grounded, number one, and that they understand that certainly there's potential within this group, but we haven't, you know, the performance has got to match that potential. So right now, as last time I checked, we won 5 games last season. So we've got, you know, we've got to continue to get better every day, and then we'd like to see the results of our work come to fruition in terms of the wins and losses. So, but they're working hard every day, and that's encouraging. So I'm excited. We're excited about that as an offensive staff, that players continue to work on a daily basis, and they've been consistent in their work ethic. So we're encouraged by that.
Greg Olson with us, Jaguars offensive coordinator. The other guy that touches the ball in every play is the center, Brandon Linder. And he's working at a new position now. If you talk to him, it sounds like he's got it pretty much under control. He has a lot to work on still. He'll be the first to admit that. But so far, so good, right?
Yeah. And as we say with all of our players, we never like the three worst words you can say in football is, I got it.
That's
so
true.
But he's working again. Another guy that you know, we're real excited to have back after the injury last year, so we didn't get a chance to see a whole lot of him last season. So we're excited about how he's come back from the injury, and, you know, he's jumped in with both feet in terms of this position change, and excited about that. He's you know, even moved down to the beach next to Blake, so the two of those guys are getting a lot of communication with one another and spend a lot of time together.
It could be a good thing.
Yeah,
but
it could go both ways, right? Based on the Snapchat or whatever that we saw come out last week, yeah, it might not always be a great thing that they're together that much, but on a serious note, we're excited right now about the chemistry between those two.
It starts right there in the battery, right there in the middle, the center and the quarterback. How much grief did Allen Hurns take after signing the deal?
He had a few cat calls the first day he walked in from the team meeting, mostly from Julius Thomas, but it was all in fun. And I know that the entire team has a tremendous amount of respect for Allen, and I think they're extremely happy for him because he's such a such a solid human being, and I think they're just all real happy for him.
I'm sure you see him on a daily basis in the room, in the offensive room. What kind of work ethic does he have in that environment, inside the room there?
Oh, it's no different than it is on the field. I mean, he's a consummate pro. He takes great notes. He takes care of his body. He takes care of his body. Even in the meeting rooms, you'll see him with a jug of water if he's dehydrated, or with a power bar or some sort of an energy bar if he needs that. But he's just been a real pro. And I know before I got here, I was one of the first players I'd heard about when I came here about what a hard worker he was, and so just real fortunate to have him.
You got a bunch of guys around him, too. Allen Robinson on the other side. Marquise Lee, albino tiger, is out there and is getting through OTA so far. Let's go Marquise.
Sure.
Because he's a guy that hasn't had a lot of time in off-season programs. He's been banged up, nicked up here or there, and now this time around, not only is he healthy, but from what I don't know if I can say much, but you certainly can. He looks pretty sharp on the practice field.
Yeah, he looks like the explosive player that we drafted, so that's exciting. And again, like you said, he's been healthy for the first time in the past two seasons for OTA, so we're encouraged by that, encouraged by his progress. Certainly he's an explosive player, and he showed flashes, throughout the last two seasons. But unfortunately for him, he hasn't always been healthy. But when he has been healthy, again, he showed flashes of a player that we expected we drafted him. So I think there's excitement there with that group. And, excitement in the offense, I'm sure, as a whole, just based upon the improvements that they made last season. And so we'd expect, those similar improvements this season, especially with, the young – we got a number of young players, too, like A.J. Cann and Rashad Green and those guys need to make the same jump that Hearns and Robinson and Bortles and some of those guys made a year ago. So if our rookies from last year's class can do that, then we got a chance to continue to get better.
That's the great challenge, though, right? Keep it rolling along from the bottom, the lowest first-year guy, all the way up to the top, right?
Yeah, no question. We didn't add a lot. You looked at free agency. We didn't add a lot. We added Ivory and Beecham and Mac, McKenzie, but on our side of the ball. So we've got to, again, like I said, we improved last year from the previous season, and there was nowhere to go but up. So that was a positive. However, there's still a lot of room for growth. And for that growth to happen, again, all of those players offensively, the second-year, third-year players like a Bortles and a Linder and Jokel and all of those guys have got to continue – that improvement, and we've got to see that from them. And if we can get some of those young rookie players to jump into those first-year players, like I said, like Rashad Green and AJ and some of those guys, Ben are tied in, if they can show the growth there. And a lot of times people would say that most players make the most significant growth really from their second and the third season, so at the quarterback position. So we're expecting those guys to just continue to get better.
Greg Olson with us, Jaguars offensive coordinator. We won't keep you too much longer. We appreciate your time for this. So you got, three practices left this week if the weather holds up?
Sure.
And then the mini camp next week, and then everybody gets the heck out of Dodge. So going away from football, what do you do in the summertime?
I like to hang around Florida a little bit as best I can. Like I said, I've got a place down in Tampa, I would spend some time down there. But I still try to be around football as much as I can. It's not nowadays. It's easy to grab your iPad and load up a lot of different projects to look at throughout the summer. So there's work every day to do, and certainly technology makes it a lot easier nowadays.
But you could do that. You could do that 18 hours a day if you wanted to. I mean, there's really, for you, you love that kind of thing.
And it is a year-round job. We say we give them a break, our players a break during the summer, but I think most coaches, and I know most coaches on this staff, there is no real getaway. I think you have to stay involved in it on a daily basis, much like they always say, it's much like shaving. If you don't do it every day, you're going to start to look like a bum if you don't shave. Same thing with football. You've got to stay in it every day. So kind of putting a schedule to where you're involved in some form of either looking at our opponents or looking at ourselves, trying to put time aside every day to do that.
I'm glad I shaved today, Ole, because I don't want to look like a bum.
You look like a bum.
No.
You look okay, JP.
All
right.
Okay, that's
all
right,
my
get.
Book.
I appreciate that. So you balance the time in the playbook with a little fishing, too, right? You're a
yep.
big fish.
Yeah, I love to fish. When I got to Tampa, moved to Florida 2008, I got introduced to offshore fishing and become real passionate about that. I enjoy it. To me, it's a great way to get away and get away from it all and kind of decompress a little bit. So I've really enjoyed that that part of Florida. I just can't get enough of it when I do have some free time. So enjoy the heck out of it.
Well, let's get some work in the next couple of weeks and get better every day.
I hear you.
And then get in that playbook and get
you.
On the boat in the off season.
How about, that'd
and
be
shave
a perfect
every
summer
day.
And shave every day. Sounds like the perfect summer.
We appreciate your time, Ole. Always
right.
good to see you, man.
Appreciate it, JP. Take care.
Coming up this week, the Jaguars Foundation Golf Tournament at Jacksonville Golf and Country Club. Foursomes are sold out, but watch Jaguars.com live Wednesday at 12:30. We'll be overlooking number 9 and 18 off the back of the clubhouse with some special guests. Check it out. Also, next Monday, June 13th, Allen Robinson's Celebrity Surf and Turf event at Epping Forest Yacht Club. It benefits Allen Robinson's Within Reach Foundation. Visit AllenRobinson15.org for tickets, and that will be a spectacular evening and an incredible setting if you've never been to Epping Forest. And finally, away from football, why not? This Saturday night, the Southern Grown Festival at the Sea Island Resort just up the road is presented by Garden and Gun Magazine. The concert on the ocean front at the lodge includes Dumpster Funk, a great group from New Orleans, the outstanding Jason Isbell, and then the massive Jaguars fans, Tedeschi Trucks Band. Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi, they live here in Jacksonville, and they are, in fact, Jaguars season ticket holders. I just got a chance to see them for, I think, the third time earlier this year at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, but this should be an outstanding show up on the ocean front at Sea Island on St. Simons. If you can get there, I highly recommend it. For more information, visit southerngrown.com. Our thanks to Jaguars offensive coordinator Greg Olson for his time this week. And as always, a special thanks to Jaguars manager of radio, Joe Fortunato. Thanks to you for listening. I'm JP Shadrick, and we'll talk to you next week on the JP Shadrick Podcast.